You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Atamarie e te whānau kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on The Breakfast Show here at 95BFM. And on the line, we have got the wonderful Misty Frequency. Kia ora, Misty. How are you?
Atamarie.
It's nice to chat to you. And we're talking about People of Power, which is your fantastic drag showcase that you've put on for two already. And we're talking about the third edition, which, like everything at the moment, has had a few changes because of COVID, but it's still going ahead just online. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about what People of Power is?
For sure. So Pop People of Power is a POC drag showcase. There's a full lineup of people of colour, drag performers, and it's basically just a night to celebrate POC excellence through drag.
Hard out. It's an amazing kaupapa, and the first few performances that you've had have been really successful and awesome to see people getting, a really enjoyable time out of it, and seeing performers in this DIY setup, which I think is a really important part of what you do. It has got a DIY kaupapa. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about why that's important to you as a performer?
Me personally, I've always been very kind of DIY minded. I mean, I grew up probably like lower middle class, so we couldn't afford much, so I had to make do with what I had, and then that kind of led me to creating my own garments and making my own visuals and music and all that sort of stuff.
And your drag is very political, I think it's fair to say. I mean you could argue that drag kind of at a base level is a politic in and of itself, but you're bringing a lot of like tangata whenua issues to the forefront of your performance in a very sort of like poe in the ground kind of way. What is it about drag that interests you as an activist as well as a performer?
Well, I guess I've always been into like the different aspects of drag, whether that be performing or like fashion, makeup, all that sort of stuff. And I feel like I'm a better performer than I am talker. So that's how I kind of talk about these issues. And
Tell us a wee bit about some of the crew that are going to be performing at the next Pop Toru showcase, which is happening on the 12th. If people are trying to jot it into their diaries right now, that's just a couple of days away. Who's going to be performing?
So we have Ego, and she is... I'll give you like a little spiel about each performer. So Ego is influenced and shaped by depths of beauty, a physical image of pure sexual fantasy and liberation. And next we have House of 86, who is Māori and Kuki Irene, drag artists. And through their drag, they explore aspects of their heritage, gender play, and pop culture.
Awesome.
Next we have Hysteria, who is from Te Whanganui Atara. And she's their takatāpoi princess who serves you art and pop. And she floats between femme fatale and girl next door. And then finally we have Seducer, who is a Afakasi siren, mysterious, sensual and erotic. She's the embodiment of the divine feminine.
You got it. Embodiment. She is as well. Yeah. These are all incredible performers. And I think also it's fair to say, like, up and coming in the scene too. Like, these are This is a cool time to see these people because they're not brand new, but they're also still working through some really fresh ideas in their performance. Mm. And I think if you're interested in these spaces and these conversations, then you're going to be seeing stuff that you haven't maybe necessarily seen before at Pop Toru, which I think is as good a reason as anything to go and check it out. And it is moving online because obviously, unfortunately, Pride is not happening in the way we would normally see it at this time of the year, but how can people access it if they want to watch Pop Toru?
So you can get your free tickets through Eventbrite. That way we can have your email and we can send you the video. And that will be going live on the 12th at 8 p.m.
Awesome.
And that will be available for 7 days. So you don't have to watch it on the 12th. You can watch it any time up until the 19th.
Fantastic. And it's free, which is incredible. So definitely sign up to go and check that out. You're also doing an amazing performance a little bit later in the month on the 19th, which is called Mana Maintenance. Do you want to tell us about this, Misty?
Yeah. So this is our first edition of Mana Maintenance. We're initially supposed to have it in November, but you know, COVID kind of messed that up a couple of times. And this is open to all drag performers of all cultures and races. But it's basically, the theme of it is how each performer maintains their own mana and what that would look like at performance. So I'm really excited about that one too.
That's fantastic. I feel like these are really awesome things to see happening despite everything that's going on at the moment. If people are listening and they know a mate, or they are the mate that might be interested in getting involved in either of these things in the future, what's the best way for them to get in touch, Misty?
The best way will probably be on Instagram. Which is Misty_frequency_.
Fantastic.
Or also on Facebook, which is the same.
Excellent. And if you want to head along to watch Mana Maintenance, it's the same deal on the 19th. It's an online event and you can grab a free ticket through Eventbrite. Is that correct?
Aye.
Aye, fantastic. Hey, thank you so much for chatting to us about these awesome events happening in the next week. It's going to be really special to see these performances come to life despite the times we live in at the moment. Thank you for chatting with us, Misty, and we hope we can see you IRL at some point soon when we are able to do a bit more of that, eh?
Yeah.
Hard out. All right, have a lovely rest of your morning and we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Ka kite.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.